Western Ohio Bias proudly presents the 10th Unit Report, your podcast for all things Ohio State Buckeyes. I am D, Buckeye born and raised, Buckeye born and bred, and we welcome in
veteran Garrett Staples.
Hello, everybody. Ashley Buell, Ohio in the house. How are y'all doing? Hey, I'm ready to talk Buckeyes. It's a loaded team. They stay in the media with the talk. I think if anybody, Paul Feinbaum, he's kind of been ragging on Urban Meyer and Buckeyes, so let's get to it. It's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, but people are showing the Buckeyes a lot of respect in this podcast. We're going to take a look at the guys up front that are going to make this thing go and how they're going to be the real key to any success the Buckeyes have. And as we're talking about the slobs, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about some of those expectations from the media pundits and them jumping aboard the Buckeye hype train. And then, of course, we are excited for football because it's coming fast and furious. We are literally under 10 days, Garrett. And, it's so exciting to be now expecting a game against Indiana. And the release of the AP poll agreed with the coaches poll, putting the Buckeyes at number 2 overall in the country.
You're looking at the camp battles and, just like we were talking a little bit earlier, at right guard, Billy Price moving over to center, Michael Johnson being at left. Jamarco Jones at left tackle, and Isaiah Prince at right tackle. So it's just you have all these 4 stars and 5 stars that the Buckeyes have brought in on this offensive line. Now it's time for these younger guys. They were wet behind the ears as you want to say last season. Now they have that experience, and now it's really time to gel and produce. And, like I say about everything, it starts in the trenches. And basically, this is what's going to make or break this team is this offensive line. We both talked about this.
You talk about those guys. The one battle that's left there that we don't know, those guys that you mentioned are pretty much the starters. Mm-hmm. Brandon Bowen, Demetrius Knox, Malcolm Pritchett, and Matt Burrell are fighting for that right guard, with even the freshman who just lost his stripe there, Mumford, trying to get in the mix there. So the competition is high there, as it has been for all the 3 weeks of Buckeye football camp. And this offensive line, man, there's no other way around it. Everybody's talking about JT Barrett being back, talking about, having the best defensive line possibly in the country, being able to have guys that are going to the NFL. It doesn't matter if these guys can't block. Last year, they gave up 28 sacks, and the problem with that was it wasn't even like over the course of the whole season that number looks bad. It looks bad when half of those sacks come against Franklin's Lions and a team up north, and then, you give up 11.6, an average of 11.6 tackles for loss against, those two teams, and including in the Clemson Bowl game, and 5.5 or 5.6 sacks. That's a huge problem. So if those numbers dwindle whatsoever, and the big game that you think about, Indiana's going to be a big one to get the nerves out, but the matchup with the Oklahoma Sooners, we're going to know if this offensive line really can carry this team to a national championship.
That is true, because, when you schedule, this isn't Wright State or Arkansas Pine Bluff or anything like that, some teams, for your Power 5 conference, you either have to have a tough out-of-conference game to start off with, and this is very different for the Buckeyes. This is the first time I can remember where you're starting off with a conference game, which is unheard of, unprecedented, but it just tells you, with the college football playoff, about strength of schedule and how you schedule, how important it is. So it's the bullets start flying, and we'll start to learn right with Indiana how this offensive line is, who is who, and I'm sure hopefully the offensive line does look good, but if they don't, with all those names that you named, I'm sure there'll be some shuffling and rotations going on, so we shall see. Definitely be interesting. But just like they say, JT Barrett has the keys to the Ferrari, but the engine is that offensive line, and that's what it boils down to, just like you said it earlier.
Now, one other key with this offensive line, you think about the guys that help out Isaiah Price or help out Jamarco Jones, are those tight ends. We know the Buckeyes were very excited about A.J. Alexander, but he had an injury playing basketball, so he's out for the year, a knee injury. We know Marcus Baugh is capable when he catches the ball. 7 drops last year, but he did have that big touchdown run against, you know, Franklin's Lions. And then, you know, of course, he had 45 catches and was one of the most targeted players by JT Barrett. So you're hoping that between, you know, the loss of Noah Brown and then Marcus Baugh now, you're hoping he emerges as somebody that JT Barrett definitely can have confidence in going into the season.
Definitely, definitely. You know, JT Barrett, you know, I know the focus is really pushing the ball downfield, but he's very accurate with his intermediate throws. And that's where Marcus Baugh comes in hand at tight end. So he could be definitely a key piece with, you know, Noah Brown and those guys that you named moving on. Definitely a guy, you know, a safety blanket, as they call it, for a quarterback, his tight end, you know, coming over the middle, somebody you can trust, just a guy who can gradually and continually just easily help you move the chains.
And then don't be surprised if the defensive lineman, Rashad Berry, actually makes a possible position switch. It hasn't been announced. There's some, you know, speculation. So this is nothing that, you know, I'm not breaking. I don't have any sources or anything like that. But I've just seen this in a couple different articles and things like that. He might possibly make the switch over to tight end just to give the Buckeyes some depth up at the position.
I think, you know, with all these 4 and 5 stars brought in, you think you wouldn't have to do that. But, hey, it's possible. It's possible. And if a guy's an athlete and he can make plays, you know, Urban Meyer is all for that. He is definitely a genius offensive mind.
Well, have you seen this guy dunk those videos of him dunking when the, you know, Buckeyes get loose on the basketball court? I mean, he's definitely got the athleticism. I mean, he's doing Zach LaVine-style dunks at the size of, you know, a lineman, 6'5", you know. So, I mean, hey, man, why not let him go up and get that thing? Because the Buckeyes, I mean, as much as we've talked about, you know, the offensive weapons, they're still going to need somebody to really be that playmaker at tight end. And Kevin Wilson uses every possible option, at least he did in Indiana when he used to play the Buckeyes. So
exactly.
We're hoping that translates.
Exactly. I think a lot of Kevin Wilson's philosophy will come over, but I still think it's you know, we're still going to play traditional Big Ten football with Urban Meyer. It's going to be, even though we run a spread, it's still going to be that power running game off of the guards, but your counter trades, those kinds of things, the counter play, and then setting up for your more play action and everything else like that or whatever. So that's still, you're not going to get all the way away from what Urban Meyer and his philosophy and his mantra is. And it's that power running game, setting up your screens with your H-backs and you know, your deep shots with the play action once you start sucking up the linebackers and DBs towards the front seven and the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely. One of the big things that's going on now is the pundits here are jumping on the Buckeye hype train.
Yeah,
and they're fueling the flames, you know, basically setting up if the Buckeyes don't win a national championship, which was something we all want and believe in, that this will be some kind of disappointment. And that's basically what I feel like they're setting it up for. It doesn't matter as long as the guys at Ohio State don't buy into it. The guys in Columbus don't buy into it. They're not reading these press clippings or listen to your, like you said, they're not listening to the Feinbaum podcast while they're listening at Woody Hayes Athletic Center. And the big thing is that they have Coach Urban Meyer, who, one of the things I love, we call him Honest Herb, because he got up there at the press conference Monday and just said, we're not a great team right now. We're going to be, but we're not right now. And I always love the way that he, you know, keeps the Buckeyes at the level that they need to moving through the season.
Definitely. Well, you know, Urban Meyer, I believe he's also a UC grad as well. And, you know, he mastered in psychology and he knows how to push those buttons with those players. And I mean, I think that's a honest analysis and a assessment that Urban Meyer made, where they have a lot to work on. I mean, this is still a team, you know, and it left a bad taste in all of Buckeye Nation's mouth. And I've had to hear this all offseason about, you know, the 31-0. So, I mean, that's why you bring in a Kevin Wilson to fix this passing game. But it all starts up front. It, you know, it's like I said, I'm an Army guy, and we say the trenches. It's the same way in football. You don't win anything unless you have a dominating defensive line and the offensive line can go and move bodies and clear holes. And that's what it's going to come down to, is that offensive line. And like you said, in Indiana, we're going to start learning, what is this offensive line made of? Have these guys made that maturation, and have they made that improvement from freshman year to sophomore year, or redshirt sophomore, basically, you know, being actually a junior, you know, just seeing all these guys and all this talent that's been stockpiled. Now, you know, they were wet behind the ears last season. Now it's time to see that come to fruition on the field this season, when the bullets start flying for real.
You know, the strength of that offensive line was the left side, and we know why, mm-hmm. you know, last year. But now we want to see that right side, you know, pack it up. And when you talk about the pass protection, Isaiah Prince, if he makes the strides that everybody says he's been doing since the spring game, and we know he's been working hard. So if that hard work pays off, I think the Buckeyes really can live up to the hype that all of these, you know, media people want to jump into. I mean, the polls have him at number two. You really can't get no higher than that. Yeah, I mean, you could be number one, which we would like. But I think the Buckeyes can definitely get there. And we've got the test. You know, you talked about opening up with that, you know, conference matchup. Indiana, no matter what their record is, they're usually bowl eligible. And then you got Oklahoma, which is definitely a top 10 marquee matchup in college football.
Indiana, you had the storyline with Kevin Wilson, and supposedly, you know, with the players, you know, his conduct with his players and his team, you know, and then you have that issue. And then you also take in consideration, I think, other than outside Urban Meyer and beating Satan, no, my bad, Saban, that's what I call him, Urban Meyer, and then you have Bob Stoops, who really ran a program. He was the only other guy I can really think who really could go toe-to-toe with Saban and beat him. And I still think the cupboard is still full recruiting-wise. Oklahoma recruits very well. And it's going to be – that'll be a great test to see where the Buckeyes are at again. You know, now I believe, you know, having home field advantage, being at the Shoe this year instead of having to go out to Norman, that'll play a major part, you know, having them come here on the road and not having that experience of your head coach with Bob Stoops. But it's still talent laden along across the whole board on that roster for Oklahoma. So it'll definitely be a great test and a measuring stick to see where the Buckeyes are at.
And you talked about the psychology. Well, we've got a little bit playing in the key here when the Buckeyes announced their leadership, and that's the captains. For the first time ever, 9 captains, 2-time captains. And then, of course, you got your quarterback who has been a captain and the stalwart, and that is JT Barrett, along with Chris Worley, Billy Price, and Tyquan Lewis, become 2-time captains, the 9th and 10th overall in the history of the Buckeye program. And then Tracy Sprinkle, Jalen Holmes, Sam Hubbard. And then what was a shocker to me, Garrett, was Terry McLaren and Paris Campbell, also captain. So very interesting to see 2 receivers who definitely put in the work on special teams. We've seen that, but really haven't been the playmakers that the Buckeyes needed in the last 2 years. They get that label as captain. That means they have to step up.
You know, we talk the passing game, but we also have to talk about, you know, just, I don't know, and I don't think it was lack of depth of receiver, because if you look at the stars, these guys are supposed to be performing, because on average they're at least 4 stars or better at those receiver spots that you're talking about. And it's time for those guys to put up or shut up, basically, because I think, you know, last season it was either Noah Brown or Curtis Samuel. That was it. So these guys, those 2 names that you just named, they you know, and, you know, being named the captain, you have to make this happen. You have to produce. You got to give production on the field.
Story about what Billy Price was doing. You know, we saw the videos of the Buckeyes training in the sand, and that offensive line and defensive line is getting some work in there, but the offensive line was doing some drills, and they needed some of the younger guys to be on defense. Well, they weren't lining up correctly, so Billy Price showed some leadership, jumped over on the defensive side of the ball, line those guys up perfectly, and help those linemen get the work in that they needed. And that's the kind of leadership that you see in practice. We're hoping that translates to the field. And, I mean, I can't say it again. Those 2 guys are receivers. They're playmakers, like you said. they've got to catch the ball. One of my biggest things is catch the ball. And definitely, you know, it's not just, you know, catching the ball and making touchdowns, but let's be honest, this Buckeye team, you brought it up, that bowl game could not score. That's going to be the biggest thing, I think, that all of Buckeye Nation is waiting for. I mean, we need some 100-point games this season, Garrett.
Offense was very sluggish last year, and, you know, I even looked at some of the routes the wide receivers are running. It was to me, it was very predictable. 10-yard outs are going out and up. It was just the route tree was very predictable. Guys weren't getting separation, and you had defensive backs who basically were playing up more closer to it, cheating towards the line of scrimmage because they didn't feel that these wide receivers could beat them deep. And that was very obvious. I don't know if you saw that Dabo Swinney comment where after looking at the film, he said, we got them. And I think that has to play a part. You know, you have to have guys on the outside, on the outbounds, that basically the defensive coordinator has to prepare for and stay up late at night because there's that threat of being beat deep. So, yeah, those guys, Paris Campbell, Terry McLaurin, those guys, it's time to put up or shut up, man. That's what it comes down to. You got to keep the defense honest.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know you can expect the 10th Unit Report each week in and week out. We'll be talking Buckeye football. You can find us on iTunes. You know, just search in the iTunes store. You can listen on the Stitcher app and even take us in your car if you have Apple AirPlay and listen to the 10th Unit Report on the go or as you're tailgating or even if you're stuck in traffic on 315 and you can't get off at Henderson anymore, so you got to go all the way down probably to Neal Avenue to go back up Olentangy. But make sure you're listening to With an Ohio Bias, and of course we're on Google Play as well. Garrett, you want to give your social media links? They can always give us a like on Facebook as well. We share our thoughts and our observations as the news breaks. And, of course, on Twitter, at With an Ohio Bias. Garrett, drop your links real quick.
Sure, definitely. On Twitter, I'm at OhioPlayer80. Instagram, A Throwback in a Modern World. And Garrett Staples on Facebook. So, you know, those are three ways you can find me on social media. And I'm definitely talking everything in the great state of Ohio, from Buckeyes to Bengals to Cavs, whatever you want to talk about. I'm ready and I'm waiting. And soon I'll be on Cincy Underground doing some work for Ohio Media School, and you'll be able to listen to me on there, and I'll give you further information as I start some podcasts and some radio shows with that avenue as well, along with here at With an Ohio Bias, where I love doing the I-71 South podcast and love giving you guys the 10th Unit Report with the Buckeyes.
If you love football, if you love sports, and you want an Ohio perspective, you definitely get it here at With an Ohio Bias. Garrett, we close this podcast out with nothing but warm thoughts, and we try to make sure that we get our rest because it's going to be a very exciting Ohio State football season.
Definitely. I mean, I really think the sky's the limit. And you just, you know, my main concern is I'm a guy who's actually played offensive line and defensive line, and I know that's where it starts up front. And I'm just, that defensive line is highly touted. I don't know if anybody has listened, but Greg Schiano put out there basically saying, look, I've coached at the University of Miami. I've coached at Tampa Bay. And basically this is the most talented defensive line I've seen ever coaching up here in Columbus this season. So we already know what the defensive line is going to bring, but it's definitely going to come down to that offensive line, how quickly they can gel. And hopefully, I just hope slowly and methodically, they just keep getting better week to week, and they just gel to basically how we had that magical season. I'm sure, you know, with Zeke running wild over Alabama. So that's what I look forward to. But I look for another championship here in Columbus.
Absolutely. Be looking out for, we will have a special guest that will be named. We're going to release that one for our kickoff show for the big Indiana game preview.
Nice.
And it's so good that game is early, Garrett. It's going to be Thursday. We don't have to wait the whole weekend. And then, of course, we're just excited about this season coming. I want to give a shout-out to some of the Facebook groups that always go back and forth with Kerry Lynn and Randy Lister and Ohio State Buckeyes and Paige King and Buckeye Love. And definitely just so excited for this season. So, ladies and gentlemen, as always, go Bucks. OH.
I hope.